Blog Talk Radio.
All right, what's up? What's up? Yep. All right, guys, welcome to the show. We're waiting on Bud to come in. If he gets, I know he has some stuff to do, so I'm going to run the show until he comes back. But if he does, cool. If he doesn't, cool. You're just going to have to run the show with or without him, but he should be showing up pretty soon. I know he had some stuff he had to do, so we're going to get in the show. Guys, I want to welcome everybody to the show. If you want to call in, you can at 515-605-9373 is the number, 515-605-9373 is the number. Again, we're waiting on Bud and everything. Shout out to everybody that's checking out the show right now. If you want to come in, come on in. We got a good show for you today. We're going to chop it up. Again, if y'all just joining us, we're waiting on Bud to come in. I know he got some stuff he's got to do. So we're just waiting to see what happens when he comes in. But if y'all want to call in, y'all have the number, and we're going to chop it up. If you have a question, go ahead and put a Q. Put a Q in the chat room, and we will definitely answer any of your questions right now. Once Rosebud gets here, we'll bring him in and stuff like that. So we'll see what's going on and stuff like that with him. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dean. Class in session. This is the D&W show without the D. We're looking away from Rosebud to come in, but we'll start the show and everything like that, man. Any of you guys have a question, y'all go ahead and ask, and we'll keep it up, and we'll chop it up. So shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Shout out to everyone that's listening right now. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss, and let's go ahead and get into it. I'm not going to hold you up. Let's get into the show. So today we're talking about choices. And that's what myself and Bud, we're going to talk about when he comes back, if he comes into the show today. We're talking about choices and the importance of choices. Because so many of us guys today, we don't understand that we are the choices that we make. And so many people are out today in this game and in these communities and stuff like that. They're really offended by the idea that as a man, we create our own reality. And people don't really want you to know that. People don't really want you men out there to know that kind of information, that as men, you create your own reality. And it is something that we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss. If you want to call in and chime in, you can. Or if you got a question, go ahead and put a cue up there, and we'll definitely chop that up. But a lot of people out there, I always look to making excuses and things like that. Shout out to my dog, K-Zag, and shout out to you, brother. But a lot of people out there, what's really weird is that they do that, okay? That's how things work, okay? That's how things work. Sun Super, please don't ask questions like that. Just email me, because we're not going to talk about that on the show. Email me, okay? But what I'm saying to you guys, as far as when it comes to the game, as far as learning who you are, most people kind of run away from the mindset and the thought process that you have to understand that you're not a victim in this thing. Every move that you are making right now is defining who you are as a man. And most of us don't want to do that. Most of us don't want to look to ourselves and say that, hold on, let me see what's going on. Bud, I'm on. Bud, you had to call in. Oh, I'm on the show, Bud. Call in. So what I'm saying to you guys out there that's very important is at the end of the day, as men, we have to understand that what we're in control of. And there are certain things that we're not in control of. And we got to look at both sides of the coin, because as men, we sometimes forget about what we are and what we do, okay? And And what we want to do today is we want to talk about that part of the game. Now, again, I'll shout out. This is brought to you by Sidewalk University and all this other stuff, waiting on Bud if he's going to get in here. I know, like I said, I know he had things to do, so we'll see what happens with Bud. But we're going to run this thing, man. We're going to run this thing. And we got to look at the game for what it is and realize that at the end of the game, at the end of the game, at the end of the day, there are things that we control, gentlemen, and then there are things that we don't control when it comes to the game, okay? And a lot of people have don't have a perspective on control, okay? A lot of people don't understand that there are things that we can't control. We can't control the weather. All right, we can't control getting laid off at a job or the death of a loved one or a fire or a car accident. You know, there are circumstances that are outside of our control. But the one thing that we can control outside of those things is always how we think about ourselves. But for some reason, we choose not to look in the mirror as men, and we're always looking for somebody else to define what we are. Looking for someone to define what we are to ourselves. Hold on one second.
To not to wear the shoes that don't have strings in it. My thing is, people have decisions and choices.
Yes.
But they don't make them.
Right. And every even the decision they don't make defines who they are.
Even the decision that they don't make is a decision.
Is a decision, absolutely. And a lot of men out there, because I know, Bud, you don't have much time, but we're going to have you on as long as we can, because I know you got things to do. But I want to talk on that, because people don't understand they do have the power of choice, but they choose not to. They choose to run away from these certain choices they have. Talk on that, Bud. Talk on that.
See, I know I always say the same shit you think. Not you, but people think. But everything is based on the confidence you have in yourself. Everything in life. You will not make a choice. You won't even cross the street.
Yes.
If you don't believe in yourself. You know, it takes a certain amount of belief in yourself to even wake up. So what I'm saying, what's really, really important about it is that I'm getting more and more dudes, because they didn't hear me say they have choices, and I don't want you calling me if you got choices. So they try to dress up their little reason for calling, but it's still they haven't chosen what to do.
The lines are blowing up, bud. Let's go ahead and bring some calls in, man. Shit, I didn't know they were going to come. All right, we got the 786-619-404. 786, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hello?
786.
Hello?
Yeah, how can you help? What's your question, man? What's your question?
Yeah, my name T. I'm calling from Florida. Basically, all I got is 250. I'm trying to see if I can work something out for the course. Hello?
I didn't get that, Dean.
You can hear that, bud?
I heard him, but I didn't get what he was saying.
He's asking about okay, go to, write this down, askrosebud@gmail.com. Can you hit him up on the back end? But 786, can I ask you a bigger question?
Yes, sir.
You're on the show right now where you can ask a question about yourself, so why aren't you asking about yourself right now?
I mean, the course is all the answers. I mean, all he's going to say is get the course. I already know that. I watch enough to know that.
He's not going to. How do you know? How do you know that?
Well, for one thing, I don't
how do you know?
No question other than confidence or whatever. Unless you can give me, how can I get the confidence without the course? That's the only question I can ask, because I got action. It's me that's
but you are,
up.
But you okay, but brother, listen to how you sound, man. You don't even know what the fuck you want. Listen to what you're saying.
I just said it.
You think?
Can I speak? Can I speak? I'll say it again.
Let me go ahead. Hey, let me. All right, you already got. All right, error code 619. What's your question?
Hey, is this me?
619 going once. Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yeah, 619.
Last time. What's your question, sir? All right, bye. Eric code 404.
Before you go, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Hello?
These guys, they call in, they have something on their mind, they get a chance to talk, but all they do is say goofy shit.
Right. 404, what's your question?
Hello. What's going on, Dean? What's going on, Rosewood?
Speak up, brother.
Yeah, I had called in last week. I got a question, but before I want to get into my question, I just want to give an apologize to the Bitter Dose Rosebud, man, because last week I called in on the same day, and I feel like when you give me the game, sometimes the truth can have you so emotional, and you ain't got the truth, sometimes you react the wrong way. So if you can find it in a way in your arsenal to forgive me, I do want to apologize from last week, Rosebud.
Hey, I accept it, brother, so let's roll.
All right, good. Now, what's your question?
All right, so my question is, like, I met this female today, and I set up a date, and we were supposed to get some smoothies, and she said her daughter is with her 24/7, and so she put her in daycare. So she was just trying to see if she can bring her daughter to the date with us. I was thinking by her bringing her daughter to the date with us, I would have to pay for her and her daughter a smoothie, which is, I don't mind.
Hey, Dean,
give some game.
Call her.
Yes, sir.
Dean, but do you see what I'm saying? The brother is sitting there explaining all kind of shit that he knows is going on. So all the fuck he got to do is make a choice.
What's your choice, brother?
He ain't made one.
That's what I'm asking him. What is your fucking choice?
I mean, if she gonna bring her daughter on a date, I might as well just
It's about you.
What the fuck do you want to do, man? What do you want? Let's take her.
It ain't about her.
It's not about her. I'm asking. Did you say do you want to go on a date with her or a date with her and her kid? Which one? You tell us.
I wanted to go on a date with her,
If she's bringing her daughter in the equation, then common sense is going to tell you what?
To tell her it won't work.
Common sense ain't that common no more, bro. These motherfuckers don't have common sense. They don't have common sense. All they want to do is confuse themselves with all these fucking questions. Who in the fuck gonna bring their daughter on some kind of date that may end up in going on into the night, 11, 12 o'clock, whatever? That kid's supposed to be in the bed.
What time is?
There's plenty of things you can say to her without saying, no, don't bring the kid. You ain't got to say that shit, but you can say some common sense shit that's gonna make this woman know she's tripping.
Right. Lead her ass. So, but there's a bigger problem.
He's scared of himself.
God damn it, bud. You always got to, it's like, I know you're right, left Twix, brother, but I was setting that up, man. Motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker.
What's the bigger problem?
I know. Call her. Call her.
Yes, sir.
The bigger problem is, why do you consistently fucking with these ancient fucking women that don't, listen, you don't have that kid, she didn't have that kid for 24 hours, that's a lie. She can find a babysitter. But you know what, because you came with that sucker ass shit.
Dean, let me just say this. You don't even make her find one, well, she would find it, but you pay for the babysitter, motherfucker. You the one asking her to come.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do, man? Okay.
So look, she just texted me before the show. And she was like, hey, I'm sorry. I forgot I had something to do. Because she was talking about a funeral.
Okay, brother.
She don't like you.
She don't like your ass. You're weak as fuck.
She's teaching you all kind of ways to bow out gracefully, but your motherfucking ass can't take no goddamn hit.
Can't you read between the lines and see that she's not interested in your ass?
She's trying to be nice.
Can't you see that she sees you as a loser?
How the fuck can he see it when he still wanna talk?
Oh my god, man. Fuck.
So
brother.
Shut your motherfucking ass up, cause that shit you said is why you in the hole you in now.
So,
you have no confidence in yourself. Hey, bro. Can you follow English? Shut up. Cause every fucking thing you saying is just digging you deeper in the hole. The only way you coming out is for you to shut your goddamn mouth and take some information. You need to be a man. And you need to quit being worried about all that punk shit you worried about. Now, see, you ain't got nothing to say about that, bro. Let's go.
It's yes, you, sir. Man.
It's me. So, can you tell me what, like, he's talking about some rescheduling that week, so what should I tell her to just to say it's over with?
There you go. There you go. You the one got balls, motherfucker. Why you going to ask us what you should say to her?
Because you ain't going to say it. It doesn't matter. You ain't going to say it.
He ain't going to say it. He ain't going to mean it if he said it. Motherfucker, how come you don't say what the fuck you think? Why you got to ask us? It's too late when you ask us, because the shit already happened. Motherfucker.
You just
made me sick.
You ain't bro, even know Candle Wiggins and she don't want you.
Bro, you gotta understand.
Oh my God.
All of that shit you thinking is back. It's weak bullshit. And you keep thinking it and you keep coming up with questions based on what you think.
She doesn't want you. She doesn't want you.
She just start thinking that. I bet you'd have a different set of questions if you accepted. She don't want your motherfucking ass.
And I bet the next thing she's going to say is her son is abducted by aliens and shit. And you still going to want to ask us a question. Can't you just...
She's going to tell that motherfucker, I wouldn't meet you, but I'm in the goddamn spaceship going to get my son.
No, I've got to ride the Loch Ness Monster first to get to Area 51. Can't you see that she don't want you?
Hey, you, first. Just stop. Bro, stop. Show is about choices.
God, dang.
The show is about choices.
Choices.
So, if it's about choices and how negative not making choices is, can't you see why she don't want to fuck with you? You don't make no choice. You don't choose to do shit. You don't want to do nothing if she saw that in you. And she said, well, I better tell him that I work 27 hours a day. She told you she worked 27 hours a day. You didn't get it?
Yeah. All right, so do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that, but ain't y'all the masters of conversations, though?
No.
How the fuck can you understand it if you got a butt?
How the fuck? What part of the bitch don't you understand?
But
she doesn't want you. But she's not interested in you. But she's making it. How many butts?
She's already told you. From the aliens world coming to get her. Not an alien from our world. No. It's an alien that's harassing the alien.
I'm sorry.
Get it. Get it. Shut up, man.
All right, man. We got other calls to grab, man. All right. Hey, call us back. You got another question, man. All right.
Dean, why you do that?
I'm not doing that, man. I'm just answering the question, man.
I'm fucking a call back.
All right, hey, 619, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Robert, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on? This is Robert right here. You hear me?
Yes, Robert.
You guys hear me?
We hear you.
Cool, man. Anyway,
yes,
I got the confidence corn. I got down and dirty, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here trying to get it with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm really out here trying to pimp a hoe. You know how that is. You know what I'm saying? He give me any information or game on how to do that in my situation.
I already hung up on him. We'll get to the next call, bro. We'll get to the next call.
Wait. Dude. You ain't doing none of the shit you talking about.
Man, he ain't got no bitch the way he talking, dog. Let's get to 347.
Hell, man. Can you stop that fuck-ass shit?
Yeah. 347, what's your question? What's up?
What's good, shit? What's good, Rose? So, Steve, this is actually a question for you. So, I remember, now, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember one time I heard you say that men, they shouldn't be emotional, and they should, I think, only think. Could you clarify on that, please, brother?
Hey,
repeat his question.
He said, okay, you said men shouldn't be emotional?
Yeah.
I said have emotions. I said have emotions, but don't be fucking emotional.
Right.
Hey, stop right here. Hey, caller. Caller, be honest. Do you fucking know what he just said? He said...
Have emotions, but don't be emotional. Yeah, fuck up and answer the goddamn question. Do you know what he meant when he said you should have emotions but you should not be emotional? Yeah, like he's saying, like, when I'm mad, for example, don't like fly off the handle and like break windows and shit like that. Like he's saying I should be more,
No, he's not saying that. He's saying you don't supposed to be no brick, no fucking stone. You're supposed to have emotions, but you're supposed to know how to deal with them without being emotional. When you let your emotions handle you, you are emotional. When you handle your emotions, you just have emotions. You gotta be a full human being, motherfucker. You can't keep somebody who don't have no emotions. But he didn't say that. That's just the way you understood it, bro.
Wait, yeah, dude, can you turn on your background, man, please? Can you turn your background down, please? God damn it. I mean, really? I mean, Jesus. Damn. What?
Is he on or did
he say? So, okay, but what is your reason of asking that question, sir?
Oh, because I'm watching the live stream and I remember hearing you say it, but I wanted to clarify, but I already got the clarification.
Okay, you called and asked the question. Is there something going on in your life? Is there something going on in your life where you had to ask that question?
Yeah, I'm
ready. Hey, caller, use your time, bro. He's asking you what prompted you to ask that question.
Yeah, I'm finding myself right now, and I'm noticing, I'm listening to other people as well, like Alan Watts, and he's saying that, you know, you should never think, right? So I wanted to get you, actually, I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that, too. He says you should never really think.
Wait, did you say you should never think?
Oh, my God.
Did you say that?
Well, not never think. My fault. Let me clarify. He meant that I shouldn't go about life just constantly thinking.
Take your ass to that motherfucker's channel, Dean. You need to block this fool because he's a stupid motherfucker. He's listening to 17 motherfuckers
this is
and they all talking different shit.
Yeah.
And he don't know what the fuck to do. Why, Dean? Because
yeah.
He can't choose one.
Because he ain't making a choice. Right. That's what I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Choose one, you punk motherfucker.
Does that make sense? Your problem is you all over the place, dog. You don't even know what the fuck you think and what you doing, man.
Because he can't make a choice.
Right, because he can't. Well, that's what I'm saying. It goes back to what we're saying. This is what's wrong with y'all motherfuckers. Y'all can't even make simple choices for yourselves. You're all over the place, 347. Then you want to bring that shit over to us? Why the fuck would you even do that, dog?
Dean, because he's a punk.
No, I actually thought that's actually what I meant.
Whenever they get a chance, they show you that they're punk.
You got to understand, these women don't like that shit, young man, okay? You got to understand that, all right?
Hey, and you better watch out, because my life's out, and I got my Mack truck.
And he going to run over your ass. So, all right, 347, we'll throw you back in.
I'm going to watch out of the street.
Okay. All right, we'll throw you back in. Let me get this other one. Anonymous, 111111. What's your question? I know. What's your question?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I got this woman that every time she invite me over to her house, she want me to spend a night. And I was wondering if you guys ever dealt with that or how you handle it. Now, I choose to not spend a night. I don't stay over there.
I don't believe what you're saying.
You lying.
Any woman would not fuck with a motherfucker that's anonymous.
He's lying, brother.
Look, you anonymous, man.
I mean, that's not my fault.
Listen, you anonymous. That means you don't even want
my number popped up anonymous. That's not my fault.
Okay, brother. Okay, listen to me. Do you really actually think we're gonna believe that you're okay? Let me ask you straight. A woman wants you to spend a night at her house, and you're calling us and asking us what the fuck you should do about spending
a
night at a woman's house.
That's not what I'm asking you.
What are you asking?
What, I'm asking
what are you asking?
Is, I always okay. Look, I never spend a night, but she seemed to get an attitude every time. I feel like that's like you trying to be in a serious relationship if you spend a night. So have you guys ever dealt
Nigga,
with that
stop,
before?
Stop.
No, I ain't never dealt with that. I wouldn't ever let myself think that kind of goddamn shit because that's what's wrong with your punk ass. You think punk shit. Why would you think because you spend the night with this woman, it means you in a relationship that you don't want to be in?
Where do y'all forget this shit
because
from?
Because that's what ladies do. Nah, that's what ladies do. You spend a night with them, they want to... Huh?
Nah, fuck what she say.
Bro, that's on you.
Nah, I'm
what
saying,
you
ladies
say.
Think that
what?
You spend a night with them, that y'all
no,
in a
stop,
relationship.
No, stop. Wait. Let me beat
you.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. Wait. Let's listen, because you got to listen. You're talking too much. You got to listen, motherfucker. Listen.
Bro, what I'm saying is you got a motherfucking woman that wants you to spend the night. Or you think that's what you want. And what I'm saying is instead of you going home and spending the night being the man you are, you can't do that because it might make you think you're starting a relationship. What's wrong with you saying, why are you later, baby? God, I hope you don't get the wrong impression. I hate to stay over because, you know, women be thinking different. What's wrong with you kicking it with her?
I'm asking. I'm over you up. 111. What is wrong with you spending the night over a house? Tell them. Well, just answer the question. What is wrong with you staying over a house?
Okay, I just feel like she gonna get too attached, and I'm not trying to be in a
relationship. Okay, stop. What you feel? See, that's your problem. If you about the motherfucking game, you would tell that motherfucking woman what is versus what you think she gonna feel. Why don't you pick up your big boy pants and tell her what the fuck you are and still be able to spend a night at her house? What's the problem?
Nah.
If you don't want a relationship, why don't you tell her?
Stay over there. Okay, and she's still fucking. Stop.
Wait, stop. See, this is how old are you, motherfucker? But 25?
I'm 12. No, he's 12.
Let me ask a question.
See,
bud, check it out. See, we know what you are right now. See, you're the bitch in the relationship because you seeing her every damn day like you are in a relationship, motherfucker. You seeing
nah,
her
every
damn
day.
Come on,
every
you just
day.
Said you
see
her.
Like
you just said you see her every day, man.
Every time I see her.
Hey, listen, bro. See, the thing about me, I would have asked you out because you're a liar. You're a fucking liar, man. You ain't doing nothing but wasting time. And all you're going to do is keep coming up with reasons for the stupid shit you do.
Listen.
We tell you that's some stupid shit, man. You're going to say, but I did it, you know, because the reason. But what I'm saying is why would I care why somebody stood in the middle of the street in a traffic and get ran over. I was, damn, that's bad for him, but I wouldn't care why he did it.
Wait, hold on. Wait, brother. Do you really want help, yes or no? Do you really want the help, or are you just asking bullshit questions? Do you want help? Caller?
Look how long it's taking there.
Hello? All right, he ran off. He got scared.
No, we real. Dean, don't fuck with Dean or Bud if you don't want the real answer. See, don't fuck with the shit you don't want the truth to.
See, Bud, this is what the fuck I'm talking about, Bud. It's motherfuckers like, but matter of fact, I need to get your opinion on this shit because this is what the climate is, climate and shit. I got to pull up a second, but this, I want to answer his question to those that's listening. This is why you got to let women know where they stand at. This is why you don't hype them up on anything and let them know where they're at. If you are not or don't want a relationship, you let her ass know. If you have other women, you let her ass know and let her make the determination then. And stop this, well, if I spend a night at her house, I don't want to feel like we're in a relationship, Rosebud. Because if I spend a night, I mean, oh, my God, what am I saying? He's 30 years old saying this shit.
Hey, Dean.
Yes.
Dean, let me tell you about Bud. You know I got baby here.
Oh, God. Let me see that. Are you going to brush your ass? Let me see.
You know, ass or none of that. I'm just saying she hearing us talk this shit. You know. And you know how women is. They going to twist it up in their heads and make me out to be this.
What's she saying?
She ain't saying shit. I just see her coming in. She like me, man. She drank, too. She asked me for a drink.
Oh,
but
sure.
Hey, Dean, I got my doze closed, so I kind of forgot somebody. Not that I would have held back. It's just, I'm about to add some clarification statements in here.
Yeah, this is where a lot of guys go wrong because he ain't even man enough to tell a woman what the deal is.
Dean, he is only 12 years old, so all he can do is think of it. He's not going to think of what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
What grown men do. He's going to sit up and just think about this scary-ass shit, scare his fucking ass to death, scare him into doing nothing, and then he's going to call up.
But if he made the choice, if he made the choice, Bud, to let her know where she stood at, he could stay the night at her place because she would know that he's just coming over there and chill with the fuck. That he's chilling. He's just chilling.
Hey, or he just want to spend the night.
Or he just want to spend the night, but there's not a it's not a relationship.
But listen to this. I don't really agree with his reasoning, but what he's saying is not really that fucked up. Because if I ain't really thinking about having no relationship, unless I'm really, really, really tired or something, I ain't spending the night no way.
All right, yeah, but Bud, she doesn't know where she stands. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And so because she didn't know where she stood, he's allowing her to figure out what the thing is with them. So she's thinking relationship. And that's the problem. She's leading shit. And that's what we're saying for you guys out there. You got to learn how to make choices. Every move you make is a choice that's going to define who you are. And if you're with a woman and you feel that you're not in a relationship, tell her fucking that. Look, we are just either fucking, we're not in a relationship, I'm not your man, we're not going to be your boyfriend. What are you going to do? That's it. Hey, what are you going to do? That's it. Hey, what you going to do? Are you down? Oh, you're not. And if you're not, I'll find somebody else. And if you are, I don't want to hear shit about a relationship ever again until I choose to have a relationship. But
Dave, listen. I wouldn't say all that to no woman.
I'm saying to him.
I wouldn't even think to say all that because it should be understood. If this woman is dealing with me just like I'm dealing with her.
But we're different. You know, it's understood because you understand you. That's why it's understood. They don't know that. They don't know how to make choices for themselves. So they wait for life to happen. You're right, bud, what you're saying. You don't have to say it because any woman you with knows what the deal is. These guys don't have any kind of standard, bud. They don't know what the fuck they... Oh, wait. Okay, she got a baby. She bringing a baby with me. Should I go on a date with her? Oh, if I spend a night at her place, is it related? That's what I'm saying, bud.
Hey, D, okay. I mean, you know, I accept that, you know.
Da-ji-da-ka-na-pa-da-ji-da-ka-na-da-pa-da-ka-na-da-gi-a-pa.
Hey, as they say on Earth. Hey, okay.
Hey,
my motherfucking Klingon brother,
yeah.
whose real name is Dinah Trump. His name is Dinah Trump.
They ain't ready for this shit, dog. They ain't ready. We try to warn this shit down.
Klingon shit, huh?
They ain't ready for that shit. Look at this. Look at this motherfucker.
Hey, Mr.
Bar. Tina. Bata. Bata. Bako. Bada. Tai.
Oh, damn. I just said, fuck you. Dean said, fuck you. And the horse you came in on. So, yeah, Dean.
Nah, man, we ain't roasting. Y'all see, y'all guys say we roasting people. We're trying to show you, if you don't think like us, not like us, but if you don't have that attitude about yourself, these women going to walk all over you.
Hey, hey, what's going to happen? Right down your back is going to be a goddamn sidewalk. It's just going to be an image, but it ain't going to be a real sidewalk because you're going to feel the feel stabbing you in your spine as them motherfuckers use you to walk across my lawn and not motherfucking get their shoes wet coming in my motherfucking house.
Yeah. Y'all got
these motherfuckers laid out so the motherfucking woman can walk over here. Come in my crib.
Yeah, we got to call. Hold on. 717, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
Nah, this is Rain calling in.
Oh, what's up, baby? What's good? Oh, we got a lady calling. What's up, girl? What's up? What's your question?
I'm really liking the content.
You're liking the content, huh?
I am. Man. They really need to man up when it comes to their choices. A woman's not gonna if you're acting like the way that they're acting, some of the callers that I'm listening to, a woman isn't going to follow your lead if you're not manning up.
Dean, who is this woman, man?
I don't know. She
young lady, wait a minute. This is smooth rose bag. I was just curious as to where you at. I do want to know your name,
yeah. But
I know your name. I like what you're saying, girl.
Yeah. Talk to us, girl. What's
no,
up?
No, listen, it took me a while to even for myself to get to this point as a woman to recognize where I was falling short. And really, it really takes a man who's going to man up. Like, they need to be a man, say what they want. And not only say what they want, but the actions have to follow with the words. And too many men are confused. They don't know what they want, and they can't say what they want. They're not saying what they're not going by what they
want. Oh, shit. Guys?
Because at the end of the day, if the woman really wants you, she's going to go along with what you're saying that you want. Like, that's just my experience. That's what I'm going through right now. And I'll tell you what, it's a world of a difference when you're dealing with a man who knows what he wants, voices it, tells you, and at the end of the day, he puts his foot down, and either you're going to go or you're not, and that's it.
And that's it.
Hey, you guys, you hear it? Yeah. Hey, Gene, all these callers think you paid $7,000 to get on here and say that.
Yeah.
I'm a woman coming from a history of dealing with men who didn't know what they wanted. And it's just
right,
a world of the difference. If you're dealing with a man who knows,
right,
it's just different.
All right, 717, hold on, baby girl. Let's do something. Let's see what these motherfuckers about. Guys, you got a woman on the phone right now. Call in. Put your beard in. Spit at this lady and see if you man enough to flip her. What's up?
Hey, wait. Hey, if you say spit at her, they ain't gonna call in. Just talk to her.
Come on, y'all all talk about y'all want to get women. Make the choice. Call in. We'll open you up.
Talk about this woman that has an opinion
yes.
about what motherfuckers that don't make choices are.
There
doing.
You go. Come on, guys. Don't be scared. Come on in. Don't
they
be
gonna call us.
Oh,
I bet you they ain't gonna call, bud.
They ain't gonna call.
They ain't gonna call us because they want.
Because they hear a woman telling them what the fuck the deal is, and they ain't got the balls to call in. Because you know what? You would tell the woman the same goddamn thing we telling y'all. I would let her motherfucking ass know what the deal is, and either she like it or she don't, I don't give a fuck. Can you talk to her that way? Come on, guys.
That's how you gotta be, I'm telling you, men. The men that are listening, like, I'm a woman who used to deal with men who were the opposite of what I'm saying, and it just don't go like that. You gotta tell them what you want, mean it, put your foot down. If they don't go with it, then you gotta be out. Just stop fucking with them. Period.
Exactly.
If a woman wants you, she's gonna go for you.
Caller, let me ask you something.
Mm.
You ever heard the saying water seeks its own level?
No.
Okay, that means that you go for what you think you qualify for. Otherwise, no matter what, water is going to be level unless it spills out. My thing is this. If you from dealing with men, you just said that your past is dealing with men who's not assertive. Don't that
right.
have something to do with your choices versus the men?
It absolutely does. So I had to change my choices.
Wait a minute. God, who is this woman?
Wait,
man?
She on fire, but that's what I'm saying. Now I'm saying is, she on fire.
I thought she was going to run from that, man.
No, she on fire. She keeping it all the way real. Guys, this is an opportunity right here. She telling you she wants somebody. Just be real. That's it.
I'm dealing
She's
with a man
right
now. Right
now.
I'm dealing with an alpha man. I'm dealing with an alpha man right now. He puts his foot down. He's going to go right along with it.
Yes.
The one that she talking to.
It's as simple as that. And when you do that, it cuts out all the other bullshit. If you do what I'm saying, it cuts out all the other bullshit. It
I got
weeds
time
out
for that, but
the,
you know,
the women
but,
that you should
right.
be dealing with versus the ones you should not.
And if I'm seeing somebody, I would tell you, and if you accept it, you accept it. If you don't, I'll just find another one. I'll replace you.
Keep it moving.
But you know it.
And that's why
but
I
you
said,
know what
like,
happened?
It's the actions and the words. They both got to match up. Know what you want and
right,
put your foot down, period. If she ain't going along with it, you got to move to the next one.
Right, but 717, even though you might not like it, you still going to fuck with me because you ain't used to a motherfucker telling you the real. You still fuck with me. You know what I mean? You would still fuck. You might not like it.
Or at least she's trying to see if she can like it.
I mean,
yeah,
like,
well, there
for
you,
me,
you should taste it.
For me,
look, see that laugh?
Thing, for me, like at first, that's how it was, but it's just like, it's all good. You know what I mean? Like now it's all good.
Now hold on, we got a call. Hold on, someone we got a call. So let's see who the call is. Hold on, baby girl, 337. You ready to holler at 771?
Hey, what's going on, man? Always ready.
All right, go ahead and holler at her. She right there.
How you doing,
what's
young
your
lady?
Business?
What's your name?
I'm doing great, and you can call me Rain.
Silence is deafening. 337, you got it.
Silence,
Okay. All right. Can everybody hear me loud and clear?
You couldn't even say anything after you said hi.
I can hear now. I can hear you.
Hey, Miss Rain. Hey, Miss Rain. Miss Rain, can you hear me, baby?
I can hear you.
Can you listen?
Okay, how you doing, Miss Rain? All right. We're going to focus on me and you right now, Miss Rain, okay? Fuck all the dumb shit in the background and everything. We're going to focus on me.
But it's
you.
Not dumb,
okay.
Because everything
right.
They're saying is the truth. Like, I'm try- as a
okay.
woman, I'm calling. I'm letting you know.
Okay, Miss Rain, I'm going to let you know, okay? My name is Daniel. My name is Daniel. And, Miss Rain, I do have an agenda. I know what I want, and it's clear as glass, okay? I know what I want. Everybody have an agenda. I have an agenda. You have an agenda. I want somebody that's going
to
get on
you
my
team. You're going to be repetitive, motherfucker.
Get to the point, man.
I
want to
get somebody that's going to get on my team. Okay, Miss Rain? Okay. Don't worry about them on the sideline. Don't worry about them on the sideline. This is me and you. Okay, if they want to do interference, that's just a true testament to their character. That's
you already lost
the character. If they on the sideline throwing rocks, let them throw rocks. But I'm taking
okay,
it real right
what's
now.
What's the point?
Brain,
I'm trying
okay?
to see what you're getting at.
What's
what
the
I'm
point?
Getting at, okay, me and you get to know each other, okay, without the interference.
No, thank you. Listen, I got my alpha man. I'm good
call.
To go.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But look, the common denominator, no, that's fine.
Man.
The common denominator is I'm letting you know what I want. And, baby, that's fine. If you got a man, that's fine.
Wait, hold on, 771. Hold on, 771.
Wait, not even 771. I just want to say this. Bro, listen to me. Every point you made, you have to say it three or four times.
Man, too many times. But now,
the point was bullshit. And you had to hope whoever you telling it to was believing it. That woman heard that in you. You did not say shit about
what like he
you're
just
going
called,
to do.
He just called to holler, and yeah, that is a big turnoff.
Hey, 771, let me ask you a question. When you heard his voice, tell us his story. Tell us his story. What did you get when you heard him talking? What's his story?
It sounded like he was insecure and that he was like trying to gas my head up. And you know what I mean? By pushing y'all aside to try to, I don't know, win me over or get me to, I don't know. Definitely not a certain.
I'm saying.
Excuse me, man. This woman, she's having porno on her side of the desk. She's fucking with me, D. I need some clean Texas, man. I gotta wipe myself off, man. This woman's spitting some shit. And these fucking fools can't take it.
You can't take it. Well, see, this is what we try. I've always told you guys, when you open your mouth, you tell the woman your story. And they've already met you before. Most of 98% of you motherfuckers, they've already met you before based off of what the fuck is coming out of your mouth. And that's what they don't believe.
Be
and now a woman's telling
you. You're a man. You can't be soft like that. You gotta put your foot down because ain't no woman going to want to have nothing to do with you, not on a serious level or just, you know, even go along. If she does come along, then she's probably using you. For whatever she can get out, you know,
wait, call her, wait, please. Can you repeat that? If she does go along, she's probably what?
She's most likely using you. Like, she's just trying to get whatever she can get out of you because you're soft. Like, if she's dealing with a man who's assertive and who's truly an alpha, then she knows she can't get over him. You know what I mean? She can't get over on him. So if you're soft, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, she may come along with you, but she's doing it to get something out of it. She knows she can get something out of you.
Hey, kudos to her.
I tell you, but we tell them this all the time, and it's finally a woman telling them the shit that we've been telling them.
Hey, I'm just saying, baby is reiterating, everything we've been telling
everything we've been telling these guys.
And you guys are so square that all you want to do is call and argue.
Listen, I'm dealing with the alpha male for the first time in my life, and it's the best experience I ever had. I'm telling you, I do anything.
Yeah, because he's putting you in
anything,
your place,
and he don't
right?
got to do nothing but sit back and just be a man.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
That can be himself.
So that means all your life before you ran into that real man, you were dealing with a bunch of cucks, weren't you? A bunch of
yes,
suckers
yes,
bending over
definitely.
Backwards,
yes.
buying you dinners,
well,
buying you drinks.
Or you can look at it like that, or you can look at it like all the suckers you ran into was preparing you to be ready for the real one.
Yeah, I can look at it like
that's
that.
Real.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Hey, that's what
how does it feel?
Hey,
it feels great. I mean, the sex is way better. Like, oh, my God. Like, everything is just so good.
Everything's so good, but guess what? You coming out your pocket, aren't you?
I do, yeah. Why not?
I bet you, sure. Yeah. Why? Of course she is.
And you didn't say, will she?
No, yes, she's coming out of her pocket. She's cooking.
I believe she will.
No, I think she's cooking.
I don't think that's any shortcoming. I mean, she might, you know, they definitely be their best self. Right?
But no, but I'm just saying, she'll do the laundry. She'll vacuum. I think she'll vacuum, clean, do the laundry, bud, and know her place at the motherfucking table and won't get out of line because she knows she'll get her ass fired, I bet.
Dude, I don't know about that, man.
Call our 717, let us know.
I mean, we ain't, like, in, like, as far as, like, living together or, like, a situation where we're in each other's homes, all like that. But, I mean, if it was a situation like that, man, oh, man. Whew. I'm in bliss being serving him. Like,
see, serving us. See, they think women don't serve men. You see that, bud? That's what I'm saying. In their world, they think women would never be this way.
Does not. I'm sorry, we had to go to Klingon and, yes. and straighten this out. The young lady.
And he's not even my man.
Wait a minute, God damn it. Does that motherfucker ever slip?
If he ever slip up.
If he ever slip, make sure you call me. Fuck Dean. Dean is going use you.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with me. I'm not the one. Nah,
I've been listening to your guys' show. I told you this before, Carrie, you know, just even for my own advice so I could be a better woman. And, man, I tell you what,
yeah.
Y'all have what you guys are selling is real.
Yeah.
Women
all
could
right.
benefit
yeah.
as well.
Dean, write that number down, man, so we can look at, you know, make sure she called back.
Yeah, we're gonna lock you in. You call back. We're going to bring you to the front because finally y'all get to hear women tell you this shit.
Hey, is she in the can to tell the truth?
She is telling the truth, man. And what's sad is these guys ain't even trying to talk to a woman.
Hey, D, it's not sad. It's real. That's how they are. That's the way they are. They feel real ones instead of them trying to reel up. They get most scary.
They're intimidated.
I think a lot of men are like too, like they act too thirsty, especially when it comes with a woman that has beautiful features, and they feel like if they're not doing something that they think a woman wants, then they're going to lose her. Well, you don't need to stop being afraid to lose the woman. Just don't deal with her. Simple as that. Deal with the woman who wants you.
Love the one you're with. Yeah. Hey, let me
because
tell you
honestly, in looks, and honestly, I mean, all honestly, in looks, my alpha male, I would say he's mediocre in looks, but it don't even matter. Like,
hey,
I fuck with pretty boys in the past.
One thing I would say to baby, I really believe in you with no alpha man, because you interrupt a nigga too much. You start talking about what the fuck you talking about when they're telling you whatever the fuck he's saying. I ain't saying what I'm saying is it. I'm saying on the respect tip, I at least supposed to get what I fucking got to say out of my mouth before you interrupt me.
I didn't even hear you talking. What were you saying?
No, it ain't no big deal. It ain't about what I was saying.
All right, well, hey, we're 717. We're going to throw you back. We got other calls to grab and shit. But we got to continue the show and stuff. So.
Is she 717 or 771?
717, my brother. 717.
717. It's a great show tonight, guys. Right. Thank you. Great show.
All right, thank you, baby girl.
Thank you. Thank
you, baby girl. Right, peace out. Let's bring in the next. All right, let's bring in the next call. All right, the motherfucker got scared and ran off. Damn, motherfucker got scared and ran off. He motherfuckers are scared as fuck. God damn. Damn.
Then you leave him alone.
I'm going to leave him alone, but this is sad, man. This is sad. You guys say you want to be a man. You guys say you want to talk to women. You have a woman on there, and why ain't you talking to her and learning and getting educated on some shit?
Well, okay, let me say this. The reason they ain't really learning is because they lie to themselves and say that they want to talk to women. But in reality, they want to say, hey, baby, I want to fuck you.
Yeah, baby, can I go, let's go back to our place and fuck.
Can I fuck you right now?
Yes,
that's
yes.
What they really want to say. So since they can't say that, and they know they can't talk to women,
mm-hmm.
They're fucking quiet.
Yeah, quiet as a motherfucker, man.
Quiet as a church out of mouth. Because you can't talk to a woman without asking her to get on her back and give you some head or something.
Yeah, that's, yeah. They can't even put a sentence together to even talk to these women. But this is, but it's your choice.
And we teach that in SWU, man. Yeah. It ain't about wanting to fuck a bitch. It's about being able to talk to her.
It's about, of course it ain't about even the fucking, but these, look, here we go. See this? This is what I'm talking about. Why do y'all make all these excuses, man? And hey, hold on, let's look at this other thing. Ray, you might be in the wrong place, brother, because you might be on that red pill bullshit. Ray, let me tell you something. We don't start hating nothing, motherfucker, because your bitch ass ain't calling, motherfucker. So what the fuck are you talking about? Because as soon as he started talking, if you were listening, you dumb motherfucker, she told you and everybody in there she knew that motherfucker was weak. So why do we need to hear weak-ass motherfuckers talk, man? Ray?
D, I'm going to be on the opposite side of the goddamn fence. I was hating. I wish I wouldn't let some sucker say sucker shit on my motherfucking shit. I'm going to hate on that every time. Dude. You is weak, and he was not talking to her. He was talking at her.
At her, he was at her, yes.
He was scared to talk to her. If he would have talked to her, he might have fucking got some action. But since he was talking at her, and she know that when she sees, she shut up.
Ray, let me educate. Ray, I can see that you are probably new to street gang, the street motherfucker. So let me help you out, Ray. Let me help you out. You see, Ray, when a person opens his fucking mouth or makes a text message, when you are good with women and know the game, you tell us your story before you even put the dot on the first fucking sentence. That's
so,
what you understand.
Ray Farr, let me tell you this. I know you're insecure.
Exactly.
I know you may make a little money, and I know you may motherfucking let that money make you think you can catch a bitch or whatever, but what I'm saying is just from this question you asked, I know all the things I just said, and if I spoke to you over the phone and we had a live conversation, I tell you how old you were, I tell you what you did, and what I would do that from is the knowledge of knowing people,
and
the knowledge of being able to see in a conversation who I'm talking to.
And Ray, I can tell you don't have any backbone. I can tell you're scared of women. I can tell you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I can tell you can't delegate shit. You can't set clear, precise expectations. I can tell that you're not transparent. I can tell that you. What's up?
Caller, Raymore, you do know we're giving you all this shit from a phone call.
No, from a message. From a message.
Asking a fucking question about a phone call. You can't question real motherfuckers. You know why? Because they don't answer. And you ain't used to that goddamn shit.
He don't want the truth. Yeah, hey, right.
He can't handle the truth.
And right, that's what I'm saying, brother. We're breaking you down from a message, man. So you know your shit is weak. And it's
hey,
no knock on you.
Oh, oh, D, he got to be man enough to post you guys was right.
He ain't going to do it because he know the truth. They can't even, they lie to themselves so much, they can't even accept the truth when it's in their motherfucking face.
Well, I bet they accept this, D. That woman was on the phone 10 minutes. And ain't that one motherfucker called and he called and was so weak she just dipped him. So what I'm saying is they know.
Wait a second. Ray, you're in the wrong room because there is no try in this motherfucking room. I don't understand why you get this weak-ass, bitch-ass try mentality where you think, oh, my God, at least he tried. Fuck your try. Because the woman just told you.
Not only that, fuck a try, period, like Dean said. We do.
The woman just told you, Ray, if you were listening, stop being a bitch and bitches try, Ray.
This is what y'all do. You talk about people who try.
And this is why you'll never win, dog. This is, see, you, hey, well, I'm sorry, Ray. Do you want us to tell you it's okay? Do you want us to tell you, Ray, you're a winner? And you want a trophy for just saying the word try? Is that what you want, Ray?
He's the T-ball generation, motherfucker. The ball wasn't pitched to him. It was sitting on some tee, and he had to just swing at it.
Yes.
So he used to getting shit easy.
All day, every day.
All he got to do is try.
Yep.
The motherfuckers that try getting ran over. The motherfuckers that
And it's by women that run your asses over. That's what y'all don't understand.
Hey, but the motherfuckers that do, they don't get their shit ran over.
Wait a second, Ray. Why don't you call into the show? You see the number?
Ray, please.
He won't do
don't
it.
Don't call into the show spitting this shit.
Ray.
Cut your motherfucking ass up.
Ray, you ain't ready for this, dog. Ray, you need to go to those pills.
It's so punk.
Yeah.
It's only going to go so far. You know how far that's going to be?
He made that mother cry.
No. He's just going to dial the number. That far as his shit going to take him. Because as soon as he say one word, we're going to let him have it.
Yeah, he ain't ready.
We're not against you, man. Because you can't call in and say some strong shit. It throw us off.
Yeah, Ray. I'm just saying, Ray, you got to understand something. If you can't handle us, you're not going to ever be able to handle a woman. I'm telling you right now, if you can't handle, and we're not even being mean.
What is that nigga going to say when he says up to a bitch? He say, nigga, please.
She's going to be like, well, at least I tried. Hey, well, can I get a trophy for trying? At least I tried.
Trophy is plastic and it comes in a pen.
Listen, Ray. Hey, Ray. Let me, hey, can you move the T-ball a little bit to the left, please?
Hey, Ray Moore. Yes, it is easy to talk to punk. You said, guys, we talk to punk. Everybody be punk, man, you really punk. You know, I don't mean this in a bad way, man, but you better watch out going to those, you know, up and down club.
Hey, we talking to an apple, dog. My bad. We talking to an apple and shit. My bad. Ray. You got it, man. You an apple, dog. We
You went over my head with that. Can you see what the fuck an apple is?
On his picture. It's fucked up.
We talking to a green now.
A green.
If he was an apple, he was a red apple up there. He's specifically a green apple.
Oh, Keith, let me tell you something, brother. In this world, there is no try, and you should not get a pat on the back for doing something you should automatically do as a man. So there is no, is that good enough? No, it's not good enough. That's worse. That's even worse trying. Because you're throwing shit up on the wall. You don't believe in yourself. You made the choice. You choose to try.
Someone directly called in and spoke to baby.
No, that was not that motherfucker that called in and spoke to him. Fuck no. He ain't got the balls to do that shit.
Well, what is he talking about, at least he tried?
No, that's another guy saying at least he tried. That's good enough.
What is he talking about, at least he tried? What did we talk about as far as what he tried to do that was so bad?
The guy that got ate up by the woman, the one, that 337 guy that got broken down.
Oh, he was saying instead of I tried, he should have said at least he tried.
Well, no, that's what you say. He said at least he tried. He said that's good enough, isn't it? No, it's not good enough.
All right, Dean, you're missing what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right, guys, let's get back to the show. Guys, y'all got to call in if you can. But, gentlemen, y'all got to understand something about real motherfuckers. See, you guys want to be coddled, and that's the problem. And women don't want motherfuckers that want to be coddled. And when are y'all going to understand that? When are y'all going to understand that, you know what, everything falls on the motherfucking man? But,
hey, women don't want to fuck with somebody that say, mommy, where's my mommy? That's these guys, man. They weak. And women see them as,
ooh,
secure.
Ooh, ooh.
Hey, wait for it. That's the slickest thing you said.
Hey, Ray, you finally was a man. He
Dean, wait. Are you going to deny that we biased?
Well, I'm not denying that.
Because we biased as a motherfucker.
You're goddamn right. But no, what I'm saying is that while I love, he's finally doing the action. He said he out, he gone. But finally he hit something.
But Dean, do you think he's out?
No, that motherfucker ain't out. He's still there. He's hot.
He's disgusted right now because he's hearing all his bullshit being stomped.
Yep. You know,
if you're not going to go for what I said, you're biased. Motherfucker, we don't go for damn motherfucker unless they show that shit is right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the sad thing about it is that you think we're the bad guys? Wait till a woman gets hold of your ass. Wait, you think we're the bad guys? Wait till when your ass go outside and a woman see your sorry soft ass, soft apple ass walking around.
But D, she ain't gonna be the bad guy. She gonna be the motherfucker that this motherfucker got to do everything for her. He ain't even got to speak to this bitch. All he got to do is see her 5 mornings in a row because she live in the neighborhood and they catch the same bus. And that motherfucker is love. And this is everything. And he ain't even said hi.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it, guys. I want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. If you have a question, wait, let me see.
You've been doing this probably twice as long as me, man. But
yeah.
I'm sure you know when a nigga spins this kind of fire, we ain't gonna get no call.
Well, no, we're not. No, it's the reason is because they're used to that red pill shit where they call it those echo chambers where everybody's saying it's okay, you get a trophy, it's not your fault. You know, they got motherfuckers saying that. Now, bud, you ready for this? Motherfuckers saying, why are you putting all the onus on men? Why can't you blame women for shit?
Why are you putting what?
Why are you putting everything on the man? Why can't you blame women for shit?
Because everything is on the motherfucking man. If it's about, you know, leadership and the program that's happening in his, you know, realm, you know, see, the thing is, I'm not saying women don't know shit. I'm not saying women cannot be leaders. I'm saying I'm the kind of nigga, I'm the leader. Now, whatever the fuck you want to put on that, that's what it is if that's what you think. But it don't mean nothing except I'm calling the motherfucking shots.
Always.
Because in the end, ain't nobody helping me do shit.
But this is about the choice. It goes back to the choice then. Because you choose you. Let me say it again. Wait, let me say it.
The choice has been made, and I chose me.
Right, and hear that key thing? Bud chose Bud. Why don't you choose you? Why don't you choose you?
Because they don't believe in themselves. They don't stand up for what they talk about. Man, I talk hella shit about women, but Man, I'll do shit for a woman, especially if she mad. I mean, I don't give a fuck what man motherfucker say. Nigga, you said this, you said that. Man, that's when I'm talking about bitching.
Yeah, but see, these guys, for some, these guys, again, when they don't choose, bud, when they don't choose themselves, they choose not to be a challenge. They choose.
See, Dean, part of me is being the motherfucker as far as they go to whoever I think my woman is. Part of me, Dean, makes me, I mean, I ain't saying I'm right over anything else. I'm saying make me want to do shit. You know, if it's spend money, it's spend money, but it's not always spend the money. But my point is, when you know who the fuck you are and you know what kind of woman you want and you get to meet her, you better be ready for that because it's going to be scary as fuck.
Yeah.
You ain't never really met a bitch like this.
We got a call. We got a call.
Hey, Dean.
832, what's up, brother? What's good?
Yo, this
Texas, with you.
Yes, sir. Good with you, man. What's up with you?
First and foremost, I'm going to say,
Let me say Kane. Let me say Kane.
K-A-V-E.
K, all right, K. Okay, what's your question? What's up with you? What's up?
No, sir. Cave, C-A-V-E.
Okay, Cave, all right, Cave, what's going on? What you got, man? What's up?
No doubt. I just want to say first and foremost, much respect to the two of y'all, Bud and Steve. And I was calling to see if the young lady was still on the line.
Come on, man. Dude, come on, man. You knew you'd been listening to this show when she was on the line and you ran the fuck off. And now she's gone. You want to call in and ask that shit? Come on, man.
Yo, Steve, I'm in my truck. I just pulled over in my truck stop and I parked my truck and I picked up the phone.
Hey,
she called back.
Who gives a fuck? You ain't finna say shit to the bitch. And if you do, it's gonna be delete shit like you're doing right now. Period. Cause your truck got reception. So you didn't have to wait till you blow it over. You could have motherfucking called that bitch and spoke to her while she was on, but no. Well, you know what? I'll just wait so I drive 30 more miles and get to this truck stop. Then I'll talk to her. That's some scary shit, man.
Why didn't you talk to her when you heard her on the phone?
Why didn't you talk to her when you heard her on the phone? That's what the question is. Don't nobody want to hear no bullshit. Just answer the question.
Driving.
Why the fuck did you call?
Motherfucker, anyway, wait, dog. I live in Texas. Are you telling me you don't have a fucking phone? You don't have an earpiece to put in your ear?
I don't talk on the phone while I'm in my 18-wheeler driving. That's what I'm saying. It's for safety reasons.
Okay, bro, let me tell you something. Yeah. I drive 65. But if I seen a bitch on the freeway that I thought I could fuck with and she was going 70, I'd drive 70 and I'd raise the window down and try to talk to that bitch while I was going 70. I ain't no dangerous or no risky-taking motherfucker. But I know shit happens when it happens, and you got to adapt to it. So, yes, as a general rule, you don't use your phone and shit while you drive it. But certain circumstances is going to require you to do that. Because what if your goddamn woman texts you and says, oh, my God, I just got my leg cut off. And you drive it.
Hey,
you
going
to start waiting 30 minutes till you get to a truck stop before you call and see what's up?
You said she just got her what call?
We're going to move on. Kay, let me ask you one question for you. Kay, you feel that we hating on you, Kay?
Not at all.
Yes, we hating on we shit. You guys, wait, stop. You guys don't understand. We're not condoning bullshit.
So
we're hating on it.
So look at this goofy-ass motherfucker.
Don't be mad at us. Because all you motherfuckers calling in with this punk shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Listen to this motherfucker. Look at this motherfucker holding up his cup. Fuck it. Look at your goofy ass, man.
Man.
Your motherfucker ass need to get the fuck. What's up, Kate?
Yo, see, if she called back now, I'll show you how weak I am if she called back in.
right, no doubt. We'll throw you back in. If you ain't got a question, let us know. Hold on.
Okay.
But this,
hey, hey, bro. And you know what? I'm going to hold you to that. If baby call back in, which I think she might because I'm sure she listening. If she call back in, we going to let you talk to her, all right?
Yeah, I muted him. I let him know. But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying to y'all motherfuckers right here. You a grown-ass man thinking, who hating? Y'all don't understand the word hate. None of this shit we saying, we ain't hating anybody. You say, you know, if I look like an old washed-up Albie Shore and shit, talking about they even hating on this dude. Man, if you don't get your bitch ass off this fucking show. Oh, I tell you, bud, this is why y'all never gonna get no women, man.
Yeah, this is why they listen to us.
Man, fuck.
Because they gonna hear some unadulterated realness.
They ain't ready for that shit. Y'all want to be coddled and shit.
I didn't say they ready, boy. I'm just saying that's what they gonna get.
Yeah, I want that motherfucker talking that shit. Call into the show, man. I'll be sure. Call into the show, man. Call into the show. Talk to us. Tell us why we hating. Why don't you tell us why we hating, I'll be sure. Call into the show.
We're hating because we're insecure that these guys are so much more than we are.
Oh, and plus, we don't get women at all, man. We just struggle with women.
We're insecure.
Very.
All the things that these guys have that we don't have.
Yeah.
That's why we're hating.
Damn, y'all.
For your information, the only way or reason you would hate is if somebody was doing some shit you couldn't do or wasn't doing. Come on. You can't tell us we ain't living our life the way we fucking want it. And you know what? I admit somebody that might be special, nigga. So you motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck what you got to say to me. I'm going to do my thing, man.
And that's what women like.
Hey, I'm going to do my thing, and if it ends up with this particular woman, you know, kind of cool with me for whatever reason, I'm going to see it and accept it.
You know,
because I'm the one that said what I think is cool or not.
You know what, bud? I think a lot of guys, they always say, what does it mean to be a man, or let's see a man in action. And then when they see that shit, they just can't handle it. It's just too much.
Because when they ask what it means to be a man, and we explain it in words, it's so limited. Mm. But and when they look at us doing the things we do, it's unexplicable. You can't explain it, man. It's that you have a certain belief in what you believe, and nothing can shake it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. Wait, 832, you there, buddy? 832. Are you there? All right, I'm gonna bring her in. All right, she in. All right, she came back. Go ahead. Go.
Stop. Wait, nobody say anything. Listen to this. Did you hear the OG say she was calling back?
Shut your ass up.
Did the OG say she was still listening?
Indeed.
Because women listen to us. All right, 832, you got 717 on the phone. Now, listen, 832. We're going to ask her your story. All right, go ahead. All right, go, 832. She's on. Go ahead, 832. Spit.
How you doing? My name's Cave. What did you say your name was?
What did I say a man was?
No, what did
I
you
did
say
not...
your name was? I didn't catch it.
Oh, my name? Rain.
Yeah. Rain, as in like raindrops?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to know so I can get it clear. My name's Cave. I'm called in. I like what you was kicking. I like the fact that you're able to recognize and appreciate what a real man is. I thought that was cool. And you sound like you might know how to serve a king properly. So what do you say some of your favorite things you bring to the man's table?
Some of my favorite things.
Bro.
Really?
Bro,
I mean,
bro.
Currently with the man I'm dealing with.
I wait. So hold on. What did you say, bud?
Listen, please. Bro, you said whatever the fuck it was. But what I'm saying is the first thing you said was about what you like. Now, if you start out with that and don't start talking about something you motherfucking like, I think women hear that as a come on line. And I think when a woman hear that as a come on line, you ain't got no more action. So what I'm saying is, if you say, I'm the kind of guy that like woo-woo, you know, and you say, because, you know, when you go over here and you do this, and this woo-woo is doubled off, you know what I'm saying, it just makes me, and you kind of explain where you at. That don't mean that line is motherfucking the bomb. That just clarifies questions that this motherfucker hearing you talk get. Now, am I wrong or right, Rain?
I would say that you're right. You have to,
okay,
I would say,
please,
you know, be yourself.
Stop,
just be transparent.
Or whoever the fuck your name is. I'm just saying, when you have conversation, if you don't understand what conversation is, you're just talking. I'll talk. I have deadly intentions.
Right.
Every fucking thing I say out of my mouth has something to do with where I'm coming from.
Okay, real quick, bud. Let me, Rain, I want you to address something, please. Because apparently these guys feel that we're being mean to these guys. Can you educate the people in the chat room on, are we being mean? Are we hating, in your opinion? Or is that what you expect a man to do, Rain? Let us know.
I don't look at it as hating. It's definitely not. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth about themselves, like things that they need to work on to for the betterment of themselves. So I'm a self-love, like kind of a self-love coach. So I'm used to reactions the way that the group is reacting. But nah, not at all. You're just telling the truth, and they don't want to hear it.
So we got a guy. What would you like to tell Quincy real quick? Quincy says, here comes the hating. What do you want to tell Quincy? What would you tell Quincy if you were us? What would we tell Quincy?
If you was hosting the show.
You was hosting the show, and
yeah.
A guy like Quincy came and said, here comes the hating. What would you say to Quincy?
He's just going to be stuck. He's going to be stuck not having the proper woman, basically. I mean, he's not going to have a woman that's going
to
serve him.
You call him a bitch if you want to.
A weak man. Just a weak man. A weak man. You're weak. Or not you, but men who have that mind frame are weak. That when it's concerning, like, this whole discussion piece that you guys are, you know, doing the best to teach these men, they don't want to listen.
Wait,
check this out. The thing about what she's saying and what this guy Quincy saying about here comes the hating is that he don't understand how much we hate the way they are.
And Quincy won't even call into the show.
Any time they expose any part of this weak shit, we are going to hate on it. Period. We're going to hate on it because we ain't going for it.
Well, the lines are blowing up. The lines are blowing up. The lines are blowing up. All right, well, 832, we'll throw you in. Appreciate the call. Let's bring in 909, and then we got a few other calls. 909, what's up? You want to talk to 717 or us? What's up, man?
Hey, Rain, what's going on?
Just listening.
Hello. I'm just saying hello.
Yeah.
What part of the country are you from?
Does it matter? I'm confused.
It matters a lot because I would just like to know if you're from the West, if you're from the South, if you're from the North, if you're from the East. Everybody is from a different place. I just wanted to get to know.
I live in the North.
Oh, okay. That's
I'm
nice.
In the Northern region.
The cold and stuff. Okay, I'm curious to know what you like in a man. Like, what characteristics stick out and what you look for.
Please let me just, I'm sorry, wait. Please let me just stop. Wait, bruh, bruh. Why the, tell, just real quick. Why the fuck do you care where she's from? And why the fuck do you, when she, why do you care what she's looking for in a guy? Why do you give a fuck?
Dean, because the bitch from the north.
I feel like I'm on like a dating service or something.
What the fuck? If she from the south, you know, she's a certain kind of one. They eat in the west. I can see that. So, you know, what I can't see is, what do you like in a man?
Why are you asking what she like? Why can't you be that person?
Stop it.
Ooh, that's a good, brain. That's a good point.
Stop
you know,
I don't
can
think
I,
you
can
say,
I,
wow, I don't see that person.
May I please say something to your
Hold
last
on.
Comment, Carrie? Carrie?
Yes, you can.
One second, Rain. Hold on.
I don't want to lose what I want to say.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me mute y'all. Hold on. One second, guys. I'm going to let y'all talk. Hold on. Rain, yeah, we're that bud trying to say something.
I got it.
Go ahead.
All I want to say, well, I'm going to ask Rain. What did him asking you, what do you like in a man, what did that do as far as for you in this conversation? You can let her own me.
She's on.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to answer that by also saying what I was trying to get out to Carrie before I forget, because he asked the man, what can you offer, or like not what can you offer, but what do you see, or why can't you be the best, you know, like be the best self? This is the thing. A lot of women don't really know what they want. You got to be that man to lead the woman so she knows what she wants. And a woman needs to have an assertive man, a man that holds it down, knows what he wants. You got to be confident and say what he wants, and the woman will follow.
All right. All right, hold on 717. Give me one second. Let me bring in 909. Now 909. I know I asked you a question. Go ahead and answer the question real quick. Why did you ask her about the guy? What's she looking for in a guy?
Because that's something that I want to know. Everybody is different. I want to know why. And, you know, the revelation is in the why. And just like you just said, she wants.
All right.
Stop,
I'm
brother,
looking for
brother,
a man.
Brother.
I'm not personally
but
looking
listen,
for a man.
Y'all
hold
have
on.
To let me finish. Hold Everybody
on.
Talking, and while I'm talking, that's disrespectful from a woman and
wait,
from a
wait,
man.
Wait.
Let me
wait, wait. Let
I'm...
me shut your ass up. Shut your fucking ass up, motherfucker. Shut your ass up. Will you
listen, bro. What I'm saying is every motherfucker should know a woman want a leader. A woman want a motherfucker that is determined to have shit happen. A woman want a motherfucker to get shit done. Don't want no procrastinating, dreaming-ass motherfucker. Whatever or however you fit in that, you're supposed to know that.
Right. And when you ask, again, I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to open you up. But I'm trying to let you know something. This is why you fucking lose, because you give a fuck what she thinks. But I'm opening you up. Go.
I agree with that. What I'm going to say is some shit show that you ain't shit.
But let's open him up because he wants to explain.
Well,
himself.
He won't do that. But what I'm saying is when you ask that question, what do you like in a man? You already let her know you ain't shit.
You already let her know. You already lost 909. So go ahead and finish Go ahead and finish 909. Tell everybody why you want to ask her that question.
I didn't lose at all at nothing. Cause I don't give a shit. I got plenty with everything that I want, but that's just a conversation starter. She might say a tall man. She might say a short man. She might say a man that fixes shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a conversation starter.
Why can't you be the conversation?
Bro, did you hear
I can't be a conversation starter.
You better answer me.
No, I didn't hear you.
Did you hear her say she? She this, she that, woo woo. Real motherfuckers only want to convey what they're talking about. And if what they're talking about is understood, that being conveyed is a whole hell of a lot better conversation than just talking about some bullshit this woman gonna tell you about a short or tall dude.
Yeah, what does that got to do with anything? Her being short and tall. What is the height and shit?
I believe that it's a balance. You have to have a balance with everything. So I'm not going to sit here and keep talking about me, me, me. I'm going to ask her about her. That's how you have to control the conversation.
What do you call that shit? Karma, dude. You know, karma's going to make this. Karma's going to make that. Bro, if you believe that, fine. But what I believe is I'm going to get what the fuck I want. Karma ain't got shit to do with it.
I ain't saying nothing about karma. Of course you're going to get what you want, but you got to get there first. You come, I said two things to the woman, and you niggas just wait.
How are you going to tell me to wait?
No, how the fuck are you going to tell somebody to wait? Wait, let me pause you.
Said,
we gotta hold on, wait. No, wait my ass. Hold on a second. Wait. Listen, we got the calls real quick. Hold on, 909. Listen to me, brother. Listen. What we're trying to show you, young man, that you don't recognize is that if we notice the bullshit coming out of your weak-ass motherfucking mouth, they know the bullshit that's coming out of your weak motherfucking mouth. That's what we're trying to tell you. A real motherfucking man.
They meaning women.
Yes, they as in women. They know weak-ass motherfuckers that ask a bunch of interviewing questions that don't have nothing to do with shit. That's why we stopped you. That's why we stopped your motherfucking ass, because you that kind of motherfucker. What did he say? What kind of guy you like? What kind of goofy ass weak shit is that? What do you think a woman gonna think when you ask her that question? Oh, that's really making a pussy wet, isn't it? Ooh.
Hey, you know what she gonna think? Not you.
Exactly. So, but wait a second. But wait, real quick. Hold on. 717. Let's let the lady say. What did you get when he asked you that question? What did you think, 717, when he asked that question?
What question, Dean?
What kind of guy? What was your take on that when you heard that, 717?
I don't know. Like it just sounds like kind of dry, I guess. Like, I'm not personally, like, I'm not, I don't necessarily focus all the way on what I necessarily want. I know I want to serve a man. I do know that. But, you know,
if you've got to be the right person. Plus or minus, Rain, what did you think of that?
Just try to, plus or minus before we let him go. Plus or minus.
Not a complete minus, but definitely not a plus.
Okay, so she's saying asking that question has its merit.
Mm.
But the way he asked it, it actually was searching. Well, what kind of man do you like? So as soon as she starts saying, he don't pick what she's saying and start talking about him like a man. To me, that's what a woman would have thought. Now, I'm not saying that's what she would have thought. I'm saying that's what I think she would have thought. So I'm not going to say that goddamn shit. Because I think about what I say, and what I say is like bullets to me.
All right.
I don't waste no bullets.
All right, with the lines are blowing up, let me just get him to get his final words so he don't get in his panties all twisted. 909, would you like to say something in reply to her saying it's mediocre?
Yeah, it's fine. It could be mediocre. Like I said, I was only two questions in and didn't even get to finish and get nowhere without motherfuckers interrupting me. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all motherfuckers think, because not now one of you niggas got more game than me.
Wait, bitch, why the fuck you calling? Why he calling in?
Why the fuck are you on the phone if you don't care?
Excuse us. Hey, 717. He didn't get to finish, so we're going to let him finish. Hey, let's see. Go ahead and finish, 909. She's on.
And block that motherfucker.
And watch that. Go ahead, 909. Finish.
Hey, I asked the motherfucking questions. I asked the questions I wanted to ask. I don't give a
finish.
Fuck what I want to ask.
I'm going to hang up on your bitch asses. Last time I'm going to say, she's waiting for you to finish. Finish.
Dean, I'm trying to, you know, I stayed long enough.
All right, go ahead and go. You good, bro. You can roll. You good, man.
All right, man. Hey, wait. Let me say this, too. Fuck you, caller.
Okay, thank you. Now, 909, go ahead and finish. If you don't finish, I'm going on to the next one. So, 909, you're free. Go ahead and finish.
Man, I ain't got shit else to say to you, old ass nigga.
All right, then get your bitch ass off, you fucking bitch motherfucker. Get your ass off. All right, let me get the next caller because I'm going to put you in there. Area code 646 and 224. 646, do you want to talk to the 717? Did you have a question?
Please, I got a question for the two gentlemen on the panel.
A question for who?
Okay. Y'all can hear me?
What's your question, man? What's up?
All right, great. So my question is this, right? I got a main woman right now, and she says that my delivery is rude and mean because I don't want to express my feelings or, you know, express how I feel about things. What do y'all feel about that? How do I, you know, give her some insight on how I'm feeling without seeming as a weak man?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. What do you mean weak limbs? And explain that real quick again. What are you saying, brother? I'm listening.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. So I got a woman right now, and she says that she wants me to express the way I'm feeling towards her, but I perceive it as expressing my feelings as weak. So how can I, you know?
Okay, but what does she? Brother. What does she want you to express? What does she want you to express?
Sometimes, you know, I may be, I guess, frustrated with her behavior or frustrated with, you know, how we are.
And when you get, okay, stop. When you get frustrated with her behavior, what do you do? When you get frustrated with her behavior, what do you do?
I just stonewall, isolate, rather.
No, brother, okay, that's the problem with, man, brother, listen. It goes back to the show on the choices. If you know she's being disrespectful, how are you going to correct her behavior by not saying anything, big dog?
Right.
No, I'm asking you. Now, don't say right.
Shit.
I'm asking
that's
you.
I won't.
How
I
are
won't.
You supposed
I
to?
Won't. I won't.
Then why aren't you correcting her behavior when instead of getting mad and pouting? I don't understand. Why are you being silent on this?
Okay. Shit, that was my reaction, but...
Okay,
yeah,
but that, okay, but here's the thing. Okay, as a man, listen, as a man, you should always be in action, not in reaction, because reaction means you're playing defense versus playing offense. So I'm asking you, tell me something she did that upset you to make you give her the cold shoulder. Give me one thing.
Say one behavior was... She was, you know, hitting me up too many times, like, you know, multiple, like 5-10 calls in a row when I'm doing something. And, you know, my reaction
all right,
is
stop.
To ignore and just
go all right, no. All right, let me ask you a question. Okay. Were you at work? Were you busy?
I wasn't particularly at work. I was just on the road driving.
Okay. She called you 5 or 10 times because she wanted to talk to you. So why were you ignoring her calls?
I guess I wasn't trying to really get, you know, I wasn't trying to get in that kind of headspace at the time. I was, you know, in between work, like.
Brother, this one is, okay, she's trying to call you, okay? Do you think it might have been an emergency? What was she calling you for?
Shit, I ain't consider that. I think it was
okay,
just to
okay, she called you for...
just to build that relationship. That, you know, what? she had work all day. And so in between...
All right, brother.
Work,
this is, all right, stop. Brother, listen to me. Listen, y'all got to listen, man. Do you want a relationship with this woman, yes or no? Let's start there. Yes or no?
I'll say yes. Yes.
Wait. You want a relationship with her, but then when she calls you to talk to you, you don't want to talk to her because it's... because of a relationship. So what the fuck do you want, man? Do you want a relationship or don't you? Yes or no? You say you want a relationship, right?
Yes.
So why don't you answer when she's calling you? Because maybe she wants something. Maybe she wants to tell you she missed you. Maybe she... Why not answer the phone? That's what I'm asking you.
So my question is then, is, you know, expressing my emotions and such weak, or how do I deliver my emotions to not, you know, express them in a weak manner?
Why do you keep saying emotions like you're a woman? What do you mean by emotions? Expressing what emotions? What are you trying to express, brother?
No, I'm just saying, like,
you know, in relationships, you know, you express how you feel.
But you use the word emotions. Men don't talk this way. But I'm saying men don't say, how do I express my feelings and shit? That's what women say. So I'm asking you, what is it that you're trying to say to the woman? What are you trying to say to her?
So I know I don't want to express, like, truly, you know, my emotions in that sense, but she continually...
All right, wait,
like,
brother. But I got other calls to grab. But wait, just tell me, what do you want to say to her? I got other calls. What do you want to say to her? Stop telling me the story. What do you want to say to her?
Shit, I just got to care for her in the true sense.
Well, all right. Okay. If you care about her, what is wrong with just telling her that you care for her? If you were in a relationship with her, right? What's wrong with saying that?
Right.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Don't tell me right. I'm just asking you. I'm trying to tell you as a man, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you stand on it. You don't have to. I'm not here to judge you. You do whatever you want to do as a man. But you don't. But you're questioning your own manhood on what you need to say. That's what I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Definitely.
So you want to tell her you care for her, then tell her. What's stopping you from telling her how you feel?
I guess, you know, just the condition and thinking that shit is weak, expressing emotions.
Wait. Do you feel like it's weak? Yes or no?
Sometimes.
Then don't fucking say it then. Because if you're not 100% sure on the shit, don't say it. Because men are 100% sure on every choice that they make. And if you're not sure on what you want to say, don't say shit. Because you ain't going to be able to stand on it, man. And that's the problem that we're talking about choices today. And we'll continue about that. But does that make any sense?
That insight, for real.
Yeah, and it's no knock on you. Listen, it's no knock on you, but listen to the show. Because I want you to hear what I got to say, because you got to learn how to make choices that benefit you. Fuck everybody else. Y'all are too worried about the next man and what she thinks and what he thinks and what they think. Start making the choice to choose yourself. Choose you over everybody. Every move you make, you choose it. You got to stand on it, not me, not anybody in the room, okay?
Definitely.
All right, so you stay right there. Don't go. Let me grab some of these other calls real quick. Hold on real quick. Let me grab this call. Hold on, stay right there. Area code 224, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, me, 775.
Yeah, it's you, sir. Yes.
Oh, man. Hey, my bad, I'm phone and shit. Hey, yo, so first I want to say, you know, I appreciate what y'all doing and shit. I always like politicking with stuff like this. I've been politicking on this subject for years, but, man, so I got this chick pregnant, right? We met on Tinder in, like, November. Now, I just got out of a four-year relationship in October. I had just got out the joint last year in April after doing 2.5 years.
Okay, but what's your question, though? What is your question?
I got this girl pregnant off Tinder, right? Me and her been rocking with each other. And I like her, you know? She's cool. She want to be in a relationship. And, bro, I just met my dad like 4 years ago. I grew up without no father. So I want to be there for the
kids. Brother, how old are you?
I'm 28. I'm 28.
All right. So you got her pregnant, okay? You want to be there for the kid, but you don't want the relationship. Am I correct?
Yeah, I like chilling with her, but I can't be in a relationship. I was just in a four-year relationship. My ex.
Okay, stop. It's, wait. Oh, it's okay. So why don't you just tell? Okay, wait. Stop. Why don't you just tell her? You're good. Why don't you just tell her what you told me?
Man, because she, like, sensitive. She's pregnant. Plus, it's a lot
more.
No,
stop. Listen. Well, then don't. Okay, brother, listen. Why? I don't understand why y'all get these women pregnant, man. I don't understand y'all, man.
I was in the joint for 5 years, but I'll be out here fucking this shit.
I don't care what you were in. Now you got to be responsible for this kid, man.
Well, I know.
Now you got to be responsible. So, listen, you know what? just be there for the kid, support her pregnancy, and then have the talk with her afterwards so nothing it complicates the child, all right?
Yeah.
Just do that, man, but...
Well, like, you know,
I'm sorry?
We be chilling. She brings that up, and I like hanging out with her and, like, you know, taking care of everything.
But I understand that, but this comes with the territory when you... This is what I don't understand about you, man. Yeah, y'all, when you get someone pregnant, their emotions are going at an all-time high, okay? They're all over the place. They're feeling fat. They're feeling ugly. They're feeling bloated. They want to feel special. They're going up. They're going down. So you got it. Look, either support her, but you know what? Look, you got yourself in a situation, man. Yeah, listen, you don't want to stress her out because stressing her out may be a complication to the child. So try not to stress her out. Try not to stress her out. How many months pregnant is she?
Man, she's going to give birth in like 2 months in August.
Okay, well, you're going to have an August baby, good, another Leo in the house. Yeah, but that's cool.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying is this. Yeah, no, I'm just saying is just support the pregnancy. And then have the talk afterwards. But you're at the finish line. That baby is going to need a man in his life. So you're got to be that man. And if you don't want to deal with this woman the way you say, I say go to the courthouse and start setting up for child support so you can go ahead and do your fucking duty as a man to that child. Okay?
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm going to look out. I'm going to take care of her and everything. I like being around her, but, like, she wants more of, like, a relationship.
You think she doesn't? You think?
She's
pregnant by you. She cares about you more than you care about her. And, of course, you don't think she wants a relationship? You think she wants to be a single mother?
Nah, I mean, I'm going to be there for
you. But see, this is what y'all got. See, all y'all, this is what I always, this is what kills me about you motherfuckers. Y'all are the first motherfuckers to talk shit about women and single mothers and shit, but you the same motherfuckers creating this shit. Y'all the same motherfuckers creating. No, I'm saying that most of y'all motherfuckers talk all this shit about single mothers, but you the kind of motherfuckers creating the problem, man. If you just would have fucked the world rubber, this wouldn't even have been a problem. But now you have just created another single mother who feels now because of these motherfuckers on the YouTube are going to feel less than shit because she allowed you inside her. Now, I'm going to give her some of the blame. She should have protected herself.
I mean, if I may, can I give me a second? First off, I'm not going to be no deadbeat. Like, I work full time. I hustle. When I come home, I'm hustling. When I go to work, I'm working. So I'm gonna be there for the kid. I didn't have a dad, no stepdad growing up, nothing. So I don't want no
kids. I understand that, my brother. It's okay. I'm not knocking you for that. I'm just saying you got to be more responsible. We're in a time right now where everybody's knocking women left and right, talking shit about women, talking shit about single mothers. But these are the same motherfuckers that are creating single mothers. So that's what I'm saying, man. Stop. What, man? What?
Like, it's complicated. I've been out of prison. Like,
it's
just
not
over a year.
It's not complicated. It's not complicated. This is simple. In fifth grade, you learned sex ed. If you go nut and you know she ain't in, did you? all right, look, brother, I got to finish the show. I got to finish the show. I'm just saying, listen, man, do keep doing what you're doing, but please, look, go to the courthouse, set up child support, because what you have just done, okay, I congratulate you on you being a father, but I also congratulate you on making another single mother that everybody's going to talk shit about. And she did nothing wrong, but yeah, she did some things wrong. She should have protected her fucking ass. I blame her for that as well. She should have protected herself, but she didn't. She didn't protect herself. You didn't protect yourself. So you have a baby now. You don't want a relationship, which is your choice, and I'm not knocking you because you don't want one. That's fine. But you created another single mother that these motherfuckers gonna bash. The same people that bash, you just created it, man.
But I'm not leaving now. I don't, we be chilling and shit. I just
it doesn't matter if you're chilling now. You're not. She's a single mother, brother. Y'all just playing house and hanging out. She at the end of the day, when you leave, she's still a single mother. That means she's automatically going to be judged by all these YouTubers because they're by the same people that talk shit about women are the same people that just want to fuck, right? And the same people that talk shit about women are the ones when they get a piece of pussy, they're not even protecting themselves, and they get these motherfuckers pregnant. So you're just giving into – you're just perpetuating all this shit that's going on, man.
No, you're right.
All you want to do is get your dick wet. You want to get your dick wet. That's cool. But Dude, you got her pregnant, man.
I just feel bad because, like, she a nice person.
I don't want you to feel bad. I don't want you to feel bad. You got to be responsible now. This is not about feeling bad. You got to be responsible. Look, the truth of the matter is you don't want a relationship. I respect that. You don't want a relationship. But you just created another single mother. I'm just letting you know. So now, please understand, that woman is always, from this point on, because of you, she's going to be perceived by the other guys like you as ain't shit. I'm just saying. I'm not mad at you. I'm just letting you know. Because it's you motherfuckers that are so goddamn thirsty. Y'all are so quick to judge women, but then you fuck them, you nut them, and then you scat the fuck off when they get pregnant. If you knew you didn't want a baby, why create one? And I'm not blaming you. I blame her as well. Y'all both were to blame for that shit.
I'm going to be there 100% for the kid. You acting like I'm running off.
I understand you're going to be there for the kid, but that doesn't... Okay. All right, man. I understand what you're saying, but you understand, brother. There is a war going on right now that are bashing women. And there's a war going on right now that are bashing single mothers. This is what's going on. By the same people like you, the same people like you that just want some pussy. You got pussy, but you got her pregnant. So you're the same person creating the problem that y'all are bashing. I don't understand, man. But listen, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying that this is the problem. You guys are always talking shit about women. Then when you get pussy from them, you ain't responsible. And listen, I'm not blaming you on this because it's her fault on that too. Y'all both are not responsible. See that? You both are not responsible. But God damn it, you know women aren't accountable for much shit nowadays anyway, right? So here you are, nutting up inside of a woman where you're supposed to be wrapping up. She's pregnant now. She's pregnant. And because she's pregnant and going through all these fucking emotions, She wants to have a relationship with you because she doesn't want to be seen as a single mother because she knows there's a war of single mothers, man. She doesn't want to be in that category. Because, see, this is what people don't understand that bash single mothers. Every single mother is not the same. Some of you guys out there lie to them, to tell them I want a relationship and I just want the pussy. I'm going to give you the relationship, get the pussy and gone. Some of you guys just want the pussy. But please understand this. It's not your fault. It's both parties. Because after you nutted up in her, she made the final decision. So I'm not blaming you, young man. I'm just saying that you have just created another single mother who's going to be bashed for making a choice. That's all I'm saying.
I guess I'm going to have to cover up then, huh?
Well, come on, man. You 20. All right, man, I'm gonna let you go, dog. You think everything's funny, man? I'll let you go, dog. All right, yeah. y'all crazy, man. Anyway, 515-605-937 is the number. We're gonna talk about. We're gonna chop it up. Let me read this thing right here, real quick. What is your parents on marriage in general, Nicholas? This is what I believe in marriage. Okay, listen. I truly believe that the only reason you should get married is when you want to push your legacy and your bloodline. Outside of that, you shouldn't be living with a woman. You shouldn't be fucking even really in a relationship with a woman. But if you want marriage and you want to have kids and you want to push your last name and your bloodline, that's the only reason you get married. That's it, okay? That's the only reason. And if you do that, you're fine, okay? But I'm just saying, you've got to realize that these women, yes, they want marriage. They want relationships and all that other stuff. The problem is, Nicholas, like 224, a lot of y'all guys are just not honest about why you're there for that woman. See, she knows you want to have sex, but in her mind, she wants to conjure up. Maybe it's more. Maybe he likes me for me. Maybe he wants to be with me. And what you guys do is you don't let these women know where you stand with them. You get with them, and then you and this shit happens, man. That's just what it is, man. That's just what it is. But let me see here. Let's get back to what we were saying, guys. I got a question. Put a Q in it there, okay? Put a Q in there, okay? All right. Let's see. What do you say? He's mostly to blame. Well, our problems. Okay, yeah. We see. Here's the thing. Our problems. This is why I can't. You're right, but here's where you're wrong. When two people fuck, that's a decision between both parties. Okay. And yes, he went raw, and she didn't have protection. But once she pees on that stick, and it's a plus sign. Our problems. It is at that point. She has the power to end it or to continue it. The man has no control after that point. So I can't blame him for – I can give him some of the blame for going in raw. And I can give her some of the blame for not protecting herself. But once she became pregnant, it's on her. So even though he created another single mother, she decided on doing it. So that's on her. So I can't blame the guy on that, because at the end of the day, the woman makes two final decisions when it comes to sex and childhood. Them opening up their legs is their decision. They make the final decision on who they allow inside of them, number one. And the second decision that they make is when they're pregnant, they can choose to get rid of it or to have it. That's the power that they have, okay? So I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying, man. But let's keep going. All right, so guys, we're talking about choice here, and all these things that's going on is choices. And guys, I want to call in the lines. The lines are down right now. We'll probably open the lines back up for another hour or so, because I want to chop it up with y'all about the subject that we're talking about today, as far as choice. Okay, and this is very, very important as men, because I think what's happening for many men out there, they don't feel like they have the power to make decisions on their life. Gentlemen, everything you do as a man is always going to define what kind of man you are. I will never blame a woman for shit, because as a man, I control me enough to be able to handle a woman that's uncontrollable. And if she's uncontrollable, I get rid of her. I don't marry her. I don't spend time with her. I don't give her my time, because if she's not trainable, I'm done. I cut bait. But the thing is because I choose me first. But for a lot of you guys, you don't choose yourselves. So there's a lot of things that happen when you don't. Okay. And we're going to talk about choice. We're going to talk about how does a man think when he makes choices? And that's what we're going to discuss. Guys, if y'all got any questions, put a Q in there. Any questions y'all got, put a Q in there. We got you covered and all that other stuff. If y'all have any questions and everything, okay? Let's see here. No chance. Let me see what Amber's saying. No chance I get an abortion, but I also choose that. So, well, Amber, here's the thing, Amber. I understand that. But what I would say to the women, okay, if that's how you feel, I understand, baby girl, but guess what? You protect your body, okay? You protect your body, okay? But also, which is true what you said, you make the final decision on who you let inside of you. You make the decision. He doesn't make the decision. You make that decision. But if you feel that you're not going to get an abortion, then protect your body. You make the choice. There's a choice. This is right here is a choice. Okay? I feel like I don't want to get an abortion. Then protect your body. And if you protect your body, you're fine. And you're good. So you'll never have to deal with that. Okay? That was a good comment from Amber. Shout out to Amber. But let's keep going, man. But no, I just, let me see. Here's another question. What are your thoughts on mistakes and decisions? Well, okay, well, Joshua, great question. This is why the game is so important. Because as men, okay, as men, it's very important to make sure that you are king. And I say this to all you men listening. All you men listening, you're king. And that means you must have full control over your kingdom. Every decision you make for yourself is a decision that you have to stand on. Because before you make the decision, you have to weigh out ramifications of the decisions that you make. So I don't want you to feel like you make a mistake. We don't make mistakes because the choices that we make are things we stand on. But Joshua, if you can give me a better example of what you're saying, I'll be happy to answer that question. And then guys, I open up the lines for y'all in 1 second if y'all want to call in and stuff like that. We chopping it up, but we're talking about choice here, but we got to discuss some things, okay? See, what most of you guys don't understand, and please get your crayons out and write this down because I want y'all to understand how the game works and why most of you feel like you're not making the choices. And unfortunately, for a lot of you guys, you don't realize the choices that you're making are not your choices right now. The choices that you're making are not really being made by you. Now, I know I'm not drinking. Now, follow me on this. It's made by you, but it's not really you making the choices. You see, gentlemen, when your mindset, when you don't stand on who you are, and this goes back to the thought process. Now we get into the mindset stuff, guys. We gonna get deep for a second, okay? We getting deep. All right. I want all you guys listening. We getting deep for a second. Let's get to the deepness of the game, okay? And because I want y'all to understand that this is not a knock on y'all, but y'all got to understand what's going on. So what we're talking about right here for all you guys out here is the fact that when you go towards how you think, okay, this comes down to how you think. It comes down to your mind. It comes down to how you feel. It comes down to your laws. It comes down to your rules. It comes down to your codes, your principles, narratives, mission statements, and all that other stuff, how you think. And it comes down to your fingerprint. You are your own original, and that's what a lot of you guys don't understand. So there's some things that I want to talk to you about first before we get into all this stuff to understand how do I begin, because I want to solve this, because I don't want to seem like I'm pounding you motherfuckers down. But I want to solve this to give y'all clarity on how to begin the process of not only choosing what you decide on doing, but taking more control over your life, okay? See, what a lot of you guys don't understand is that a lot of guys feel like men are, what do they always say, they're born and not chosen type bullshit, and all that other shit. No, that's bullshit. As a man, each and every one of you guys, you have the choice. You have a choice. Listen, this is how easy it is. You can go to the left if you want to, if you choose to go that way, meaning that you'll never have control over what you want to do. You'll always be a victim. You'll always blame women. You'll always get frustrated. You'll always get angry. And then when you get in your 40s or 50s, you have a midlife crisis that if you choose to go that way. And let me tell you what happens when you go that way. Gentlemen, sunshine and rainbows. You'll get trophies for showing up. You'll go straight downstream. You'll hear, it's like Snow White when you walk out the door and you'll hear like the rabbits will come up to you and shit, the deers, like that bullshit. Everything is perfect in a bow, but you're never going to get what you want going that way. Now, gentlemen, you can go to the other way. But let me tell you, it's hard. It's tough. It's going to beat your ass up. It's going to knock you the fuck down. And it's going to keep doing everything it can to hold you down. But here are the benefits of that. You get to grow. You get to evolve. You have control over your life. Women are going to want to fuck with you. Women are going to want to be with you. Women are going to miss you. Women are going to need to have you in their life. Those are, I guess, the negatives or the benefits of however you want to see it. But it comes at a cost. Are you willing to take that cost? That's what you have to ask yourself this thing, okay? Because what y'all don't understand is, look, y'all are not born, great men are not born, they're forged, okay? They're forged in learning about themselves. They're forged in saying, I love me. I care about me. What do I want? What do I see? How do I see the world? And you know what? Listen, and it's not a dictatorship for women, but what I'm saying is women don't want soft. I'm sorry. They'll marry soft. They'll have kids by soft men. They'll move in with a soft man, but they will always want a real motherfucking man at the end of the day, period, period. And the beautiful thing about being real, gentlemen, is that we're so far and few that women care for motherfuckers like us because we go against the market, okay? Let me see. Amber, thank you. Hey, take your ass and go to sleep. Thank you. Amber, that was very kind of you. Kind words. Thank you, Amber. But what I am saying to all you guys out there that's listening to me, okay, this is what's important here, okay? I'm gonna give me a second. At 717-832, I'm gonna reset the lines if y'all want to call back in. Okay, I gotta reset the lines so people can call in. So I'm just gonna hang up and call right back in. Okay, guys, so I'm gonna hang up on y'all now. If y'all want to call back, please do and listen to the show. But thank you for calling.